Welcome to the Goal Getter podcast. My name is Anna Wallace. I'm a registered associate nutritionist, life and success coach, and NLP practitioner. I am the founder of the Weight Loss Academy, which revolutionizes how women lose weight around the world. I run a six-figure online coaching business, and I'm obsessed with helping you improve your overall life while going after what you want. In my eyes, life is for living, and if we can get past our limitations that hold us back, we become powerful and live a life truly better than ever expected. If you're looking to massively upgrade your life, your health, physical and mental, improve your relationship with food, and lose weight without diets, this podcast is for you. My goal in this podcast is to help you see what's holding you back from becoming the greatest version of you, so that you can live this life with more purpose, fulfillment, happiness, confidence, and health. Think of this podcast as your place to come for little pieces of life advice that will help you on your path to living the life you desire. You will find tools, resources, strategies, and advice in solo episodes and interviews from experts on a range of topics. I am so excited to share this with you. So thank you for hitting play today and let's dive in. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 30 of the Goal Getter podcast. And today we have another incredible interview. This interview today, Penny probably needs no introduction, but Penny was one of our Weight Loss Academy clients, joined our Weight Loss Academy coaching certification last year, is graduated, now works as a coach within the academy, and has also started her own coaching practice, where she's facilitating the Reset and the Academy herself. And she is taking the coaching world by storm. I want you to listen to this episode and I want you to realize what is possible when you think about, I want something, I want to do something, and I'm going to go and do it. This is exactly what Penny has done. She has decided that she wanted something and she's just followed her gut and she's took action. And the success that this woman is seeing in such a short period of time is really, really, really incredible. It's an absolute honor to have her as part of our team, but also to have her as part of just one of our extended WLA coaches that's also going out there and facilitating our program. So have a listen and be inspired by Penny, because it's a really, really incredible story. And while I'm here, I want to just remind you that the 2022 class of the Weight Loss Academy Coaching Certification, the enrollment is filling up extremely fast. We are down to limited spots at this place. So if you're interested in joining this class, I would highly recommend that you either email us to our support email address. We'll put the details in the show notes, or send me a message on Instagram. My handle is I am Anna Wallace. Just pop a message saying interested. You might be the person that we're looking for. And if so, I would love to have a chat with you. But as I said, it's limited spots at this point, and we are really filling up very, very fast, because there, of course, is a lot of interest. So all the details are in the show notes. For now, settle in and have a listen to Penny's episode. It's absolutely fantastic. And there's even a little guest appearance from her dog at the start. If you hear a little bit of barking, don't worry, we sorted that out through the episode, so it will stop. Okay, folks, enjoy the episode and I'll see you in the next show. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Goal Getter podcast. And today we have another one of our incredible students on the podcast, Penny. A massive, massive welcome. I'm really excited to chat with you today. You're not only, of course, one of our students in the coaching certification, but you're also one of our coaches in the academy.
I am.
Yeah. one of the pros. So really, really excited to have a chat with you today about the certification, your experience, what you've been up to. And tell me a little bit about your day so far. What have you been up to?
Not a lot, really. Obviously, it's 11:30 this morning. I've been sorting out my dog to make sure that, you know, he stays nice and quiet while we do this chat. And I've also been baking a cake today because it's my dad's birthday tomorrow. I've started making him a cake because he'll be 82, bless him. So yes,
that's so nice. You'll have to send us a little picture of the cake when you've done it.
I will.
Looking forward to it. Beautiful. So I think the best place to start is going back to your experience in the academy. How was that for you?
Well, I've been in the academy now, well, just over a year. So mm-hmm. I joined the September 2020 reset and loved it. As you know, I was an ex-Weight Watcher and I was so used to pointing everything that the reset was just, you know, it was a revelation that, you know, all this lovely food, didn't have to point it. So it was a no-brainer to me to continue with my journey and join the academy. Mm-hmm. And I've loved it. I love the learning side of it. I love mm-hmm. the education side, which you don't get in any other diet industries. Mm-hmm. So it's been a really good year. It's I've really enjoyed it, and it's amazing. It's been great.
That's amazing to hear. And then what was it that caught your eye about the certification?
Well, health and nutrition has always been an interest for me. Mm-hmm. I love cooking. I used to love making healthy bakes for my friends and my family. And when I was doing the, I was in the academy, and I realized you also offered a certification side, coaching side. That really did interest me because I thought, well, I think I could be good at that. I think, health and nutrition is interesting to me. I love the concept of how you do it. And I just thought, well, you know, give it a go. It's, I was interested. I was, at first it was interest. I was interested to see what it was you offered and how you did it and how you went about it. So mm-hmm. it was, it felt like a natural progression for me to look into that aspect of things.
Yeah. And I must also say you are a natural at being a coach.
Thank you.
It's amazing how, you know, when you come into the reset and then you do the academy. And as you say, like all these things are very, very natural. Yeah. And then of course, like I see people and I'm watching people and then I thought, this could be good to, you know, let's pinch her.
Yeah.
So it's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing.
I do like, I've always been told, even before all this, I've always been told I have a good ear. You know what I mean? And I like helping people. I like, you know, so I love working in, you know, being a coach. I love helping people. I love giving advice. And it's
that satisfaction.
I feel I found my forte. Yes.
Yeah. Amazing. Amazing. I love to hear that. And how was the experience for you in the certification? Like, how have you gained more confidence? What skills have you learned? These kind of things.
Yeah, I've definitely gained more confidence. When I first started the certification, you know, there's a lot to learn, there's a lot to read, you know, and all the trainings and everything. And I feel I've grown as a person. You know, I mean, we started, what, March was it? We started mm-hmm. the certification.
March, yeah.
And so in that period of this year, you know, I feel I've grown so much. I've definitely built my confidence. I wouldn't be doing this. I wouldn't have done this 6 months ago. You know, so I've definitely grown in confidence and I believe in it. And I think when you believe in something and you understand it, it becomes natural to you. That's in anything. You know, if you know what you're talking about and you believe in it, then you want to spread the word, I guess. You know?
Yeah, exactly. And I think, as you say, like everything's been a very natural progression for you. And it's also really beautiful to see, because also when you just make those decisions, I hear the little.
I know, I can hear you. I'm so sorry.
No, that's totally fine. It's totally fine. But when you listen to those little nudges of, I think I want to do this, you actually end up going, you end up doing things that, you know, probably really good at.
Yeah. And you do, and you get the, we all get the negative voice and the positive voice, don't we? And it's things like, when I saw that you were advertising the certification, you know, a part of me was thinking, oh, am I too old for this? You know, it's my brain doesn't absorb things how it used to, and going back to training and learning again and the menopause brain fog and all that. Mm-hmm, but then at the same time, I had this positive voice saying, you really could be good at this. You know, you could turn what is a hobby into something else.
Yeah.
And I think if I hadn't have made that plunge to contact you and say, you know, I am interested in what you're offering.
Yeah.
I think I'd have regretted it. You know what I mean? I think I would have regretted it. I think throughout our life, we always have these what ifs, don't we? What if I did? Yeah. What if? So, I did have questions. Could I do it? It was more, could I do it? You know, will I stick to it? You know, will I commit?
Yeah.
I'm so happy that the positive inner voice took over the negative. Yeah.
And I think that a lot of our students, you know, that's really a big thing for a lot of people, is that, can I do this? Self-belief.
Yeah,
that's really the biggest thing that stands in our way for most things in our life.
No, I agree. And I think if you believe in yourself, even if you just make inquiries, do you know what I mean? And take that first step in finding information out about it.
Yeah.
And then decide from there. But yeah, it's definitely, I'm just glad I did it. I'm glad I believed in myself enough to do it. Because as I say, I feel I've come on leaps and bounds these last 8 months in my confidence and believing in it and dipping my toes in and just having a go and doing the coaching and everything. I would not have thought a year ago I'd be doing all that.
I know. It's amazing to see like how much you've actually achieved in the space of a year and what you're doing.
Yeah.
Is really incredible. What did you particularly enjoy learning in the certification?
I enjoyed all about learning about the food freedom side of things and going deeper into that. I also enjoyed the how our mindset is, and you know, it's I enjoyed all the emotional eating side of things and the mindset and how we can change our own mindset and you know, recognizing your fullness regulation, you know, fullness feelings and things like that. That was what I really enjoyed. And then I also enjoyed the coaching side, how to coach, to coach one-on-one, you know, how to get your own client and to to work with your client and walk them through the process. I'm looking forward to putting that into practice.
Yeah.
Because I do feel I've learned a lot from that. And, you know, you do give some brilliant tools and advice to do that. So, yeah, that's what I've really enjoyed about it.
Amazing. And that's it. It's like when you have the knowledge, you have the tools, then it's really just getting that practice, you know, and once you get more practice, you've got more confidence and stuff like that at the same time as well. Let me have a look here. Okay, Penny. So tell me a little bit about the clients that you've actually already been helping, because you've been a busy lady.
I have. So like I said earlier, I decided to dip my feet into the water, so to speak, because obviously learning the certification and being a coach in the Weight Loss Academy, I thought I'll give it a go. So I contacted two of my close friends who had been on Weight Watchers with me, and they knew that I'd been doing the certification, because I've been very vocal about it to my friends and family of what I'm doing. You know, I've not hidden of what I'm doing. And I approached them and said, will you be my guinea pigs? Will you give me a shot? I am still learning. And they said, we will. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, created a little guide for them, and I, you know, gave them everything they needed, and I coached them, and I set up a little chat group between the three of us, and I would, you know, check in with them, etc. And they started to lose weight and, you know, feel better about themselves. But But what then they did, and I didn't ask them to do this, but it was a massive help to me. They shared their photos of their food on their Facebook pages, and they also recorded their own journeys on their own Facebook to be accountable, I suppose. You know, I'm losing X amount of weight, etc.
Yeah.
So then their friends started to get an interest and say, what are you doing? Are you doing this? And they went, oh, no, Penny's my friend Penny. She's training to be a weight loss academy coach, and we are just testing, you know, being our testers. So that was really good. And I, on my own Facebook, was also advertising what I was doing in terms of learning in the certification and working in the weight loss academy. But then I decided, I thought, I don't want to keep bombarding all my friends and family with stuff that they don't really want to see. So I decided to set up my own Facebook page dedicated to my journey into becoming a weight loss academy coach.
Yeah.
So I set up Penny's Nutrition on Facebook, and I shared it with all my friends and family and said, would you share it with your friends? And, you know, let's see how many likes and things like that I get. So I remember doing it before I went to bed one night, set it all up, and I, you know, introduced myself, said what I was doing, and woke up the next morning and I had over 100 followers. So I was like, okay, that's good.
Wow.
Some were my friends, some were my friends' friends, so I obviously didn't know them.
Yeah.
So I just kept showing pictures of what I was doing, learning in the academy, coaching, my foods. Meanwhile, my friends were still losing weight and they're sharing their stories. Wow. So then I decided, when I was doing baby steps, I was literally, you know, step by step by step. So as I was gaining more confidence with training in the certification and coaching in the academy, I thought, right, I'm going to offer some free guides and let's just see if I can get a stock of clients. Be totally honest, tell them I'm still in training, you know, so I'm not like baffling anybody or anything. So I did, and I got 20 people asking for free guides. So I offered, you know, offered that to them, and I've been building up, and I've now got just over 40 clients that have followed me. You know, we've been together for like 12 weeks in theory, we've been following them through. And yeah, it's they've lost the journeys they've been on has been brilliant. And some of these are my friends and some of them are people I don't know. And I've, you know, friends have recommended them, me to them. And they've lost anything between 7 pounds right up to 2 stone. But it's also, as we know, it's not just about weight loss.
Yeah.
People are telling me they're sleeping better. One woman started to take up running. They have more energy. The things we see already in the academy, people were telling me, and I was like, I've helped them with that. You know, they've done the hard work.
Yeah.
But I've helped them get there by giving them the advice and checking in on them. And I am, I'm always there for them. They message me and things like that. But, but yeah, so that journey is still a new journey to me. But yeah, I'm loving it.
Wow. It's, you know, if that isn't meant to be, then I don't
this
know
is the thing.
What is.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
And this is the thing. It's a year ago, because I mean, I had, you know, I was just in the academy a year ago thinking about joining the certification. But yeah, no, exactly. It is real. And I'm so passionate about it, Anna. I really am, you know, and it's what you've taught is brilliant, because if you hadn't have taught what you'd have taught, I wouldn't have had the confidence to do it, you know what I mean? And I did start small. I started with my friends, people I trusted. And then, you know, I thought if it didn't work, then, you know, no harm done. But no, it's brilliant now that I'm getting contacted by people who I have been, you know, people have recommended me.
That's And that's really, really powerful. You know, that's where all businesses start. Is just, you know, word of mouth, friends, and then their friends. And, you know, community is important, you know, and just also, you know, trying to building your business in that respect and, you know, people local to you and stuff like that. And that's just really a perfect example of that working, you know, in the way it does. So it's really beautiful. And it's great for you to, you know, see the opportunity. You've literally just started and you're already experiencing an abundant amount of clients, and you're saying, like, this is Like you're literally only getting started. So what's the potential here? There's a lot of potential.
This is it. And I am taking it slowly because I don't want to run before I can walk. I am still learning, you know, And so I am doing it gradually. I'm doing things as I feel comfortable doing them, and I don't want to be out my depth.
Yeah.
So I'm taking my time, but as I say, I can't wait to be at that one-on-one coaching side, you know, when I'm fully trained and I can do one-on-one coaching. But yeah, it's, I've set up a little private Facebook group for my clients so we can still support, a bit like the academy, but on a tiny scale.
Yeah.
You know, to be in a tiny
Which is beautiful,
scale.
Though.
It's a start, and then I can build on that. So I'm putting blocks in so I can build on them, but I'm doing it at a pace I feel comfortable with. And then once I'm qualified and said, you know, I can get that to grow.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's really important to do it in your own speed.
Yes.
And not put pressure on yourself. It's just like, allow it to naturally just flow and go, you know, the way it's supposed to go, essentially, you know?
Definitely.
But it's amazing. It's amazing to see you as a coach in the academy. You know, I think, you know, like every coach has their, we all coach in different ways, right? People want to see relatable people. You know, and I think that's also an advantage in the academy is like we're all relatable, you know, but also you can just see when you're there and you're sharing a post or something like that, it just looks like it's very natural for you when you're in that role.
Yeah. And I prove I'm human. You know what I mean? I've been on their journey. I've struggled with my weights since my early 20s and I've been where they are. And so I can relate to it. And there's a fun element to it as well. You know, we have fun in there, don't we? And, you know, banter and everything in the academy. And I love it. I love helping the women and seeing them grow.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. There's no better feeling. And also, as you say, like that, you know, when you get those first little messages from your clients and they say, this is what I'm doing or...
Yeah. That's an amazing feeling. I must admit, when I was having my clients and they'd contact me, say, giving me their results, it's the best feeling in the world. It really is. It's just, I can't explain the feeling, but you get that ping on your phone and it's, hi, Penny, just checking in, just letting you know, I've lost X amount of inches or I've now weigh X amount or I've lost, you know, and I just think, oh, this is brilliant. And, you know, it's just so, so rewarding. That's what it is. It's rewarding that I've helped and I've, you know, and they're happy.
That's the satisfaction that comes along, you know, with the job, which is a really, really important part of it for sure.
Yeah.
You know, so how did you manage, you know, doing the certification and, you know, with your other responsibilities, your other work and stuff like that? Did you manage it okay?
Yeah, I mean, I am a planner and I am one of these people. I'm a list girl. I met lists on lists. One of them people.
Yeah.
And, you know, like everyone else, I'm busy. I have a family. I have a part-time job and, you know, everybody's busy. We're all busy. So the way I dealt with it, when you provided us with our training schedule of when, you know, when the trainings were going to happen, which you do in it, you know, you give us so much advance of what we're going to be doing. I plotted all them in my calendar. So I knew that I had to commit to that time. There might've been the odd time I couldn't, but that's fine because obviously they're recorded. So if we can't make the session, we can catch up on the recording. So, you know, there's no reason why you can't do it because you provide all the tools so that we can be there and present when you're there, or if you can't be present, then you provide the recording so we can obviously go and watch it. So I just made time and, you know, I mean, even though I'm busy, because I was so passionate about this, I just made time to find the time to read up on everything. I've even been known to go in the bath and reading my things in the bath, you know, let's read up on this, you know, in a quiet place. But I planned it in, but as I say, it was good to know that if I couldn't make a session, I wasn't going to miss it.
Exactly.
Because I knew that the recording would be popped into the group and I could just go on and watch it at my own pace. So, I found it absolutely fine.
Yeah, that's good. That's great to hear. And as you say as well, you make time for things that yeah. you're interested in as yeah. well, you know?
You do. I mean, I think we're all guilty as women. We don't put ourselves first in anything. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, you know, I've got a husband, I've got a child, I've got parents I look after. And, you know, you're sometimes way down on the list. But this, for me, it was for me. It's for me. And it's investing in myself. And that's, you know, again, sometimes we don't invest in ourselves enough. We invest in others, our family. Mm-hmm. That's how I've been looking at this journey into doing the certification. This is for me. This is what I want to do. And I have to make time to do it. And my family have been very supportive. They've been really supportive in that. So that's
great.
A great help as well.
It definitely makes a difference, I think, as well. Wonderful, wonderful. And did you have any fears when you were thinking about doing the certification? Or, yeah, like before we started, was there any fears that came up for you? How did you get over them?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest fear was, can I do this? You know, like once I got rid of that negative voice saying, met that contact, you know, join. Mm. But then once we started in March and I was like, oh God, can I do this? Can I do these assessments? Can I do, you know, so there was always that fear of, am I strong enough? And, you know, will I commit? But as the modules were progressing, things were clicking and, you know, and it's amazing how much we've covered, and you don't realize what we've covered until, you know, that we're absorbing. So, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes one of my friends might ask me something, a bit of advice, and it just starts reeling off my mind, you know, and I'm like, I didn't realize I knew all this. You know, it's amazing.
I love it.
You know, and I'll be like, well, you know, one of my friends was telling me about her being hungry, and I'm going, yes, but is it physical hunger or is it, you know, emotional hunger?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, look at me. But yeah, so I do feel, I know more than I think I know.
Yeah.
And once I realize that, then those fears kind of disappear. But yeah, I think it's natural to think, can I do this? But yeah, I just kept believing in myself. And as I say, more and more I kept doing it, the more I'm positive I felt about it.
That's amazing. I'm so, so happy to hear that. And I, you know, I just think that your confidence will always grow. You know, when you step into these things, the little nudges, like, I think I could do this. And as you say, it's normal to have the fear.
Yeah.
Because no, that's the little indication that you're, you know, stepping out of your comfort zone. Right.
I think it's human nature to feel like that, isn't it? You know, it's, but it's just taking that leap of faith, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I'm glad I took that leap and believing in myself that I could do it. Definitely.
Yeah. I just think it's so important. And I think the more you do things like that, the easier it becomes. I've taken so many leaps over the years. Maybe I'm like a professional leaper now at this point. I keep on doing it. But then I'm also, you also get to the point where it's like, you know what? I trust myself more than I trust somebody else now at this point, you know? Yeah. And I think when you get to that place, like, don't get, like, I definitely haven't got everything figured out, far from it. But I've been able to build my confidence over the years by making bigger decisions and decisions that scare me. And now I'm like, well, I will continue to take a chance on myself, you know? And I think I can see that in a lot of you ladies as well. Mm. Like, you're like, no, I can do this, you know?
Yeah. It is.
It's beautiful.
As I say, and I know I'm repeating myself now, but a year ago, I would never have agreed to talking to you 6 months ago, you know, like this, because I'd have been too scared to do it.
Yeah.
You know,
but look at you now, you're building. You're like a professional podcaster.
Well, not necessarily.
too good. So would you have like any little words of advice for anybody that's maybe thinking of doing the certification, but, you know, they have that fear as well? What would you say to them?
I would just say, if you believe, well, you obviously do believe because you're in the academy, so you believe in everything that the academy stands for in terms of, you know, the eating and everything. If you're really enjoying it and you're thinking of taking that next step like I did, then pursue it, you know, and look further into it, because it's such Well, to me, I feel it's life changing what I'm doing. And I just think if you are, you know, got this little possibly, could I mm-hmm. possibly, is this for me? Just make that inquiry, you know, ask the questions that you're thinking of asking and just go for it. You know, that's what I would just say. If you believe in yourself, then yeah. I'd just go for it because yeah. I'm glad I did, you know.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything negative to say, really, if I'm honest.
Good. But I'm, yeah. I'm very happy to hear that, Penny.
No. Yeah.
But also,
I also
think as well, like, as you say, when you started this and then, you know, you did the reset, you did the academy, then the certification, then you came in to coach. You're yeah. obviously coaching in the academy as well as you're part of our team. And then you're also yeah. so much, you know, so much has happened. And also, as you say, like everybody does things in their own kind of way. And there are a lot of different opportunities. Some people want to do the certification just to learn yeah. themselves. And it's yeah. very, it's like a personal development thing. And then maybe they will share it with their family and friends and other people. They're like, you know, I think I want to do something more with this as yeah. well. But without putting any pressure on yourself, if we look to the future, where do you see this going?
Well, I, like you've just said, not putting pressure on myself. So I, once I'm qualified earlier next year, I want to continue to grow my Penny's Nutrition page that mm-hmm. I've built up. Get one-on-one clients, mm-hmm. continue to work in the Weight Loss Academy, supporting mm-hmm. the ladies in there. But I would like to grow my business next year, but I'm not going to do it literally. I'm definitely not going to hit the ground running. I want to do things slowly and build up slowly. And then I feel comfortable in doing it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm pretty sure you'll agree, even though I'm going to be qualified in January, I'm still going to be learning. Do you know what I mean? I'm still going to be learning, and I don't want to think right now I'm going to get loads of clients. I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. My first aim will be to get some one-to-one clients so I can, you know, work with
yeah.
those
yeah.
And then go from there. But yeah, I would love for this to be, I'm part-time at the moment. I have a part-time job, and I would love for this to become more my business than, you know, than my current job I'm doing. But that's the goal I'm aiming for, but yeah. I'm going to take my time and do things until I feel confident enough to do it. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
And the thing is, because you're doing it just for yourself, you can take your time. You're not racing against anybody. You're not comparing yeah. yourself to anybody. You're just taking your time. So yeah, that's what I'd like to do.
Absolutely. I love it. I think you're completely right. And there's nobody forcing you.
No,
and that's also yeah. why, like, you know, when you own your own business or you're doing your own thing, it's a completely different experience because yeah. there's nobody, you know, standing over you saying like, you have to do this or you have to do that. Or, you know, it's really, yeah, you just have that flexibility,
yeah.
you know, and do it
yeah.
at your own pace. And then, yeah. That's a really beautiful part of it, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's my plan. 2022. Let's see yeah. what happens.
Oh, Penny. I just think it's amazing to see you grow and flourish even more, you know, from when you came in and to see everything that you're doing now. And I just know, like, there's a really exciting future ahead for you, big
yeah,
time. But we're going to, of course, like hold on to you in the academy,
oh,
right?
We
want to keep
so.
You.
Yeah, I know. I love that part. I really do. No.
Yeah.
No, you're not going to get rid of me.
No, good. And it's great. You know, you got the best of both worlds, right? You work
yeah.
for us and then you also are doing your own little thing on the
yeah.
side as well. So that's also great as well.
Yeah.
So I want to thank you very much for taking time out today to have this chat with me. And as I say, it's always lovely to hear about your plans and also your experience in the certification as well. So really do appreciate that. And folks, I want to thank you all at home for listening to the podcast as well. We will be opening registration for the certification very soon. So keep an eye out for that. And I will see you all on another episode. Take care.